Welcome back to our series of chats on the subject of writing scripts for JAWS for Windows. Last time we talked about the IF operator and all of its various incarnations. And there are other ways of controlling the flow of execution of your script. We'll talk about one today that's so dangerous that it probably ought to be illegal. You probably should have a license to write the while statement. The while statement can lock JAWS up and make it just sit there like a lump on a rock. If you don't write the correct expression inside the while statement, it'll never finish. What it is a way to run a block of statements over and over until a certain condition is met. We had a variable called X, and it's a global variable, and we'll just leave it that way at the moment. We're in our test script. The first thing that we want to do in our test script is initialize that global to a certain value. For our purposes, we'll just call it, set it back to zero.
LET space X equals zero. Enter.
Okay, so it'll be started at zero. And we're going to make a script that just runs the value of X up to 5 and says it each time and then stops. And it'll leave the global variable at 5. So when I press the hotkey, I'd want it to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In order to do that, we'll use the while statement. The format of the while statement is while condition. And then the new line. And you can put parentheses around the condition, and knowing my habit, I generally do. On the next line and subsequent lines, indented would be statements that will run while that condition is true. When you get to the end of that group of statements, back to the left margin, you say end while, E-N-D-W-H-I-L-E, all smashed together. And if you want to make it read good, you can say capital E, and the capital W-H-I-L-E. So let's write one of those. And let's say while X is... let me see, how do we write this here? While X is less than 6? Yeah.
W-H-I-L-E space left paren X space less space 6 right paren space.
Again, you don't have to do the spaces, but it's easier for moving word to word if you do. So we said...
Well, left there, next, left, six, right there. Enter.
All right, we're on the next line, and I'll do the tab to indent.
Tab.
Now we're going to be in here while X is less than 6. We'll say let X equals X plus 1. How's it? Yeah.
L-E-T space X space equals space X plus 1.
Okay.
Enter.
And then let's have our say integer X.
Tab. S-A-Y-I-N-T-E-G-E-R space left there X right there.
Okay.
Enter.
Then...
E-N-D-W-H-I-F-E.
And while. That should work, shouldn't it?
Say let X equals X plus 1. Say integer left there.
Now, at this point, the right thing to do is to stop and look at your while statement and say, how will this thing terminate? If I left out the statement, let X equals X plus 1, the value of X would never change, and this while statement would never stop because the statement up here that says, it's going to run while X is less than 6. It'll just stay 0. It'll always be less than 6. We never get out. I think in this case, I'm satisfied we'll get out, so we'll try it.
Control S, compile complete notepad.jss.
Let's go to notepad and try it.
Alt tab, untitled dash notepad, untitled notepad.
Here we go. Are you ready?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Well, it actually went to 6, didn't it?
Alt tab, JAWS script manager notepad.j.
Now, why is it?
Let X equals X plus 1.
All right, inside the while says...
WH. Let X equals WH. Home.
Why does it say WH? Okay, insert escape to refresh the screen, or what?
While left paren X less 6 right paren.
Yeah, that's it. While it's less than 6, this is going to run. Okay, and so it comes in here at the end. It's 5... which is less than 6, so it will run.
Let X equals X plus 1.
Then it adds 1 to it.
Say integer left there.
And it speaks it. Yeah, so what we've got written here will actually say 6. And it's probably fairly boring for us to correct that, but we can if we need to. The deal is that when we first came in here and encountered this while statement, X was 0 because we told it to be, and it said that's true. So it executed the body and changed the value of x to 1, went back to the top of the while statement, saw that x was still less than 6, so it did this block again. Let's see what the effect would be if we just trade the let x equals x plus 1 and the say integer. Okay, so we'll go to, I'm on that line here now.
Let x equals x plus 1.
Let's go to the end there, the left end of that line.
Home.
We are there. Shift down arrow.
Select let x equals x plus 1.
Control X to cut it.
And while.
And now we'll position ourselves at the end while. Make sure we're at the left margin again.
Home.
We are. Do a control V. That should have pasted it up there. Let's back up two lines.
Let's say integer left there and x right there and let x equals x plus 1.
Now what'll happen, it will come in here and say 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because the first time it comes in, it'll encounter
say integer left.
Say integer. Okay, and so
my left, let x equals 0.
We'll start it at 1. We'll go up above the while statement.
And 0.
And start, we'll say let x equals 1 when we come into the script. That should run us into the while statement.
My left there has left x right there.
And it will be
say integer left there has right there.
Say it.
Let x equals x plus 1.
Increment it.
And while.
And while. Let's compile that and see if it works.
Control S, compile complete. Notepad.js. Alt tab. Untitled dash notepad. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's grand. A lot of times, people will include a little safety statement in their while to make sure that it will terminate. And to do that, they need to make the expression a little more complicated. You may recall when we were talking about the if statement, how you could use the ampersand operator, two ampersands or two verticals, to make a complex clause to determine whether this while statement would whether the if statement would be true. You can use that same logic, it turns out, on the while statement. We had while left paren some condition right paren. You can say at the end of that line add ampersand x less than 50, and then each time you, well, in the body of your statements for your while statement, you can then say let x equals x plus 1, and it'll just count up each time you go around the while loop, and when you've done it 50 times, it'll say, well, okay, our condition here for the while is, while that's true and x is less than 50, but it isn't less than 50 anymore, so we can't do this, and it will stop. And it all just depends on whether or not you can guarantee that you will terminate. We'll see that there are some conditions where you're looping through windows where a defect in the operating system or in JAWS would cause the loop to run over and over. And people will use these safeties just to make sure. You need to actually sit down and try coding this a little bit in order to really get a good feel for exactly where the parentheses go and the less thans and greater thans and vertical signs and all the other crap that makes this stuff so difficult, but does give you such power over it. You need to do that in order to really get a feel for what you need to put where. And if you send me some examples, I can make comments back to you on what's probably wrong with them and point out the little syntactical annoyances. That's one of the things that people say about scripts. They say you have to be a programmer to do it. That's probably why they say it. It's the tedium of the syntax. If you have any comments you'd like to make about the series or questions you'd like us to discuss here on the air, send your messages to scriptman@acbradio.org.